Begin the current daven of Ksubis Daf Gimel. Begin 11 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf from the beginning of this Masechta, where the Masechta, this parak opened up with Besulas Nisus Limervi, that a Besula gets married on a Wednesday. Now that the Mishnah explained the reason why that is because since he's marrying her on the assumption that she's a Besula, if he finds out or he claims that she's not a Besula, then the next morning he could come to Bezdin, and Bezdin's only open on Mondays and Thursdays, so we want it to be immediately the morning after that he can come in his hot state and come and complain to Bezdin. Now that, Rabbi Yisus said in the name of Yehuda Mer Shmuel, that saying, well, that's only half the equation. If that would be the only reason, then he could get married on Sunday too, because then the next morning will be Monday, we can go to Bezdin. And that is what they said, that there's another element called Shakto. And that is, besides the reason of going to Bezdin, the Chachamim wanted that the husband should get prepared as much as possible for the wedding. So they at least 3 days of preparation, so you'll have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Shabbos, you're not making any preparations. So then on Wednesday, you get married. So there's two reasons that make it Wednesday. One is because of Tainus Besulim, which that could be either Sunday or Wednesday. Additionally, is because we wanted the preparation of 3 days, and that's why it's Wednesday, not Sunday. Now, based on that, Rehuda Mishmul said that since the Chachamim are the ones that are saying that it should be Wednesday, not any other day. So therefore, if let's say there's halacha that's called that if after they got engaged, where in Talmudic times there was a distance of a large amount of time, so he says, okay, let's get married, the Besula gets 12 months to prepare. Now, if the 12 months come and he didn't get married to her yet, so he has to start feeding her as she would be a married woman because it's time for them to get married and he's just not getting his act together. But if that comes out on a Sunday, even though it's 12 months, and that's what Rehuda Mishmul said based on the Halach of our Mishnah, he wouldn't have to feed her yet because it's not him that's not getting married. The Chachamim, the sages said, you get married on a Wednesday. So therefore, that's what's called an Oynis, and therefore, he doesn't have to give them his Oynis yet. Now, that Rabbi Yisuf extrapolated and said that the same thing would apply to other types of Oynisin, where I would get married, it's beyond my control, where either he got sick, she got sick, she became a Nidam. Either way, it's that although 12 months have already reached that point, it doesn't make a difference since there's an Oynis, as we see from the Salach of Yehuda Mer Shmuel, as from the Oynis of Shaktu, of the Tarkan Sukham, that you don't have to give them his Oynis yet. Now, actually, there's Rav Achai who argued on that and says that no, it's only by the Shaktu, but by other Einsin that wouldn't be the Halacha, and some say it in the form of a question. But based on the Lefikach of Rav Yisuf, where he extrapolated and said that really all Einsin you'll be exempt, Rav came and said that by Gittin, it's not like that. Although, regarding getting married, the claim of Einis, that, you know, it's beyond my control, works, and he doesn't have to feed it yet. But if he gives a get, and he says, this will be a get for you if I don't come within 12 months. And he doesn't come, so it should be a get. But the reason why he didn't come was because of something beyond his control, where he became sick or something like that. Then Rava says that we would say ein oynis begin. That would not be a valid claim to undo the get, which ultimately the Gemara came to the conclusion. The reason for that is a svara that Rava had himself was because of tznuis and prutzis, because if we're going to say that a claim of oynis could undo the validity of the get, well, then those who are very pious are going to be afraid to get married with the get because they're going to say, oh, maybe he's really an oynis, and therefore it's going to be non-kosher get. And then you have the prutzis the other way around, that they're going to say, even if it, let's say, really was an oynis, they're going to look at the clock and say that, oh, it's that time, and he didn't come yet, and they're going to get married. And then ultimately he's going to come, and he's going to show that it was an oynis, and it comes out that the get was batal, and her children were mamzerim. So therefore we say that, no, we're not introducing any element of oynis over here, although it's a biblical halacha that oynis works, but the rabbis can go ahead and define the context of marriage, and they said that because of this concern of tzunas and prutzes, we will say that ein oynis begin. The claim of oynis doesn't work by git. That was the first version of Rava. Now that the Gemara says that ikadarmi, that those that say, and again this is going on the lefikach of Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef said that the claim of oynis, which is something was beyond my control, will exempt him from feeding the woman after 12 months of having to give him his oynis, that Amar Rava, Rava says the opposite of the first version on the previous stuff. That v'chein le'in yigitin, the same thing applies to gittin, that if let's say the husband says, here's your get, we're being divorced, but there's a stipulation, there's a t'nai in the get, and that is if this t'nai is not fulfilled, then it's not going to be a get. And although it ends up being fulfilled, but the only reason why it was fulfilled was because it was beyond his ability to undo that. So that we said that, look, if the t'nai was because of an oynis, the oynis says that that's not a fulfillment, and it won't be a get. That's what Rabbah says, that it actually will, you do have the claim of oinus, even by get. Now that the Gemara says, obviously Rabbah holds that yes, oinus begin, that there is the claim of oinus, which says that it's like as if I didn't do that, because that's not a fulfillment of the Tanai, because it's only if I didn't come, but if it was beyond the control, then it's not considered fulfillment of that, and that could undo the validity of the get. Now the Gemara attempted on the previous daf, when Rabbah said in the first version that he says that there's no oinus by getting, here, and they tried bringing supports from different sources. Now that he says the reverse of yesh oinus by getting, now those same supports are being used in this second version of questions on Rabbah. So it's a good review of yesterday's daf, but in the reverse. So they asked on Rabbah from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah there says, if a man tells his wife, Harezekitech, this is your get, if I don't come within 12 months' time, then this will be, it will take effect as get. And he dies within 12 months, ain't a get. So then it's not going to be a get. Now on that, the inference from that Mishnah is Mesud ain't a get. It's only because he died within the 12 months, so that's why it's not going to be a get at the end of 12 months, because he's dead, and someone that's dead cannot divorce. But if something lower down than death, which is that he just became ill, it sounds like Harezeh get, it would be a get. And obviously, why would it be a get? But becoming sick and not coming is an oinus. You just weren't able to come because you were ill. You were laying in bed. Obviously, we see that ain't oinus begitten. You cannot use the claim of oinus. And that's why if he only became ill, it would be a get. It's only by death where he's dead, so he can't divorce. But a man that's ill, he could divorce a woman. So that seems to be difficult according to Rava. I think Mara says no. Truthfully, I'll tell you that you could say like Rava, that yesh oinus begitten. And therefore, if he became ill, it would not be a get, because the fact that it didn't come was just because he couldn't. But, so why to pick mace? Should have said chala, where if you say yesh oinus begitten, where say the bigger chiddush of even illness for sure death, you'll say that there's no greater oinus than that, and therefore that shouldn't be a get. And that the Gemara says no, because he gufa kamashmal, and maybe wanted to tell you specifically about death, because we wanted to tell you the ain't get lachar misa. In other words, that you cannot give a get after you're dead, which that's a chiddush in din, even without this idea of being mevatel the tnai regarding fulfillment, that the oinus will help undo that tnai that you didn't come. That's a general rule, which once we're saying this halacha, we wanted to introduce it over here to tell you that a get won't work lachar misa. But you're right. Even if he just became ill, that would also work to invalidate this get due to the fact of that the oinus says that it wasn't a valid tonight. But what we want to introduce, the element of meis, was because that's not even coming as oinus. That's coming just because ain't get lachar misa. Now that the question is, ain't get lachar misa? Is that what the Mishnah over there, Masechtas Gittin, would be teaching? But Hatano Le'Resha, an earlier Mishnah over there, taught the same idea explicitly. Why would it have to repeat it? Obviously, it's not teaching Engelach HaMisa. It must be teaching just because of the mess, and then it's difficult to say that Yesh Oynes begin even my Chala. So that the Gemara says, no, Dimala Fukim Ed Rabbi saying, maybe that it is coming to teach you Engelach HaMisa. And although the previous Mishnah already taught that, it's that we have to tell you, even though that later Mishnah was talking about a case when he writes the date in the get. Now, why you're writing a date in the get, if it's only taking effect at that later point in time, just write that later point's date, which that's the integral date when the get's going to take effect. So the Rabbi Sein would say, oh, you wrote a date. Obviously, it's like as if you wrote Mehayim that it should take effect retroactively from today, which, according to that, would make it not a problem of get lachar misa, because even though he's dying within that time span, when it takes effect from before he was dead. So ultimately, he divorced when he was still alive. That's why that the Tana of that Mishnah, to come to exclude from what we just said, has to say that no. Even when you write the date, it would be a problem of get lachar misa, and that's why it's going to be invalid, because in get lachar misa. So they're not teaching you in that later Mishnah the concept of in get lachar misa. That was already taught in the previous Mishnah. But they have to say that even that case, when you write the date, would also be a problem of in get lachar misa. So the Gemara continues to ask on Rava. Tashma, the Seifa of that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin says that it's similar to the previous case, but a little bit different, where he says Me'achsha, where he says explicitly that it should take effect from today. If I don't come from now within 12 months, and he dies within the 12 months, So the Mishnah there says, Hareza get, that it's going to be a get, because although he's dead before the 12 months, but when 12 months comes and he didn't come, which he didn't come, so it takes effect retroactively because he said me'akshav from now, and now was when he was giving it, he was still alive. Now, one thing we see is that although obviously the reason why he didn't come within those 12 months is because he died, and there's no greater oinus than death, and still we see that it's as if he fulfilled the tenai of not coming, so my lav hu adin l'chala, doesn't it make sense to say that the same thing would apply even if he becomes ill? Because if even such a great oinus like death, we say it doesn't make a difference if you fulfilled it, for sure even a lesser oinus of not coming is considered a fulfillment of the tenai. So therefore you see that ain oinus begitten, and not like Rava who says that there is a claim of oinus. And that the Gemara says, loy, no. May stafka, no, specifically when he dies within the 12 months, and he said me'achshav, then it's going to be a get. And the reason is because d'lo nichele d'tipul kama yavim, it's because he doesn't want, or why is he writing a get, that he wants it to take effect me'achshav from now. What's the point of that? The only purpose would be if he's going to die within the interim, because he's not dying, so let it take effect after the 12 months, which anyways is only going to take effect for retroactive. So obviously it's because he wants her to be divorced before he dies, because if they don't have children, she's going to have to submit herself to his brother, to our brother-in-law, which he doesn't want that to have to happen to her. They maybe don't get along so well. And therefore, he wants to get to take effect. Now, yes, there's no greater oinus than dying, but that's only a claim that you could state if you want to undo the tenai that you had made. He doesn't want to do that when he's dying, because he wants her to get divorced. Now, that wouldn't be the case when they become sick. When they become sick, he didn't come. He didn't come because he couldn't, but he doesn't want the get to take effect. Because if I didn't come and willingly, so that shows that what I wanted. But if it was beyond my control, it doesn't show that I was fulfilling the tenai that we had made. And therefore, maybe we could say like Rava, that yesh oinus begitten, and actually if he became ill, it would not be a get. It's only by mace that it's going to be a get, because he actually wants it to be a get, even though, quote unquote, it could be an oinus, but he doesn't want her to have to submit herself to his brother. So Tashma, the Gemara continues trying to ask on Rava, because Mahud Amalahu, from this person that said to the people around him, he says, look, if I don't come within 30 days back, then the get I'm giving to my wife will be a valid get. Now he came within at the end of the 30 days, he's trying to make it back home, and the river, the ferry's on the other side of the river, and he can't get across the river. He's screaming to everybody, look, I came, but he's not there, because he's on the other side of the river. And Shmuel said, doesn't make a difference, you didn't come. Obviously, you can't, you want to come, but he didn't come, and because of that, it's going to be considered a valid get. So you see, ain oinus begitten, not like Rava, you see that the claim of oinus doesn't help. Now the Gemara answers, no, it's not a question on Rava, because oinus de shchiyach shani. When it's a commonly occurring oinus, that's different. Because the kiven di boi lelesnui, the loyasni, since he should have put that into conditions, because it's something you should have thought of. It's not something that was beyond your control. You should have stipulated that if I can't get across the river, then it should not be considered fulfilling the condition. And therefore, it's like he caused this problem to himself. It's not considered an oinus, which is beyond your control. This was within your control. You should have entertained that thought. And that's why it was considered a get. But truthfully, we would say that generally, you would say, yes, oinus begin, that a non-entertaining type of an oinus will be considered a valid claim, and then it will not be a get. And that concludes this discussion, which had begun in the beginning of this parak of the Masechta, where discussing this concept of why a Basula gets married on a Wednesday, which we had that discussion, was because of, as our Mishnah says, so that he has Tainus Basulum. But that only explains why it's Wednesday, but it still could be on Sunday, because there's Bezdin's on Monday and Thursday. That we said because of Shaktu, to prepare for 3 days, so that's why it's specifically Wednesday. And what Rabbi Yosef then, in the name of Rabbi Mishmuel, had compared that to that Mishnah later on, which says that, okay, so therefore you don't have to pay, you don't have to start feeding her after 12 months if it comes out on a Sunday, because beyond your control, Bezdin says you have to get married on a Wednesday. Now additionally, Rabbi Yosef then extrapolated and went further with that and said, any oinus will exempt you, which then we had two different versions of Rava, what would be the halacha by Gittin? In the first version on the previous daf, he said that ain oynes begitten. And on this version, the one we just quoted now, on daf gimel, says that yesh oynes begitten, and that the same thing is also over there would also exempt you from the validity of this get if it was an oynes that caused you to fulfill that tonight. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the idea that we start off with in the Mishnah of that a besula is nisis l'yemirvi, that a besula gets married on a Wednesday. So Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak, he says, lo yishanu, we didn't teach this halacha that a virgin gets married on a Wednesday. Is el mitakanis Ezra Eilich, that's only from after Ezra HaSeifer, which was in the times of the second base of Migdash, that he instituted these 10 different institutions, as it says in the Masechtas Baba Kama, that because she'in batei din and kavu in ele b'sheni v'chamishi, he instituted that bezdin, the court, should be open on Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore, we said you get married on Wednesday because then the next morning is Thursday and you can come and claim your tainus besulim. Avokayim takanus Ezra, but Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak says, but before the institution of Ezra, shabatei din and kavu in b'chol yom, where the courts were open every single day. In other words, whatever it is, every day was the same, because whether they're open or not, there wasn't specific days that it was open. So Isha Nisa B'chol Yom, then the woman would be able to get married any single day, not specifically on Wednesday. Now the Gemara wonders, Koyin Takanis Ezra? Rav Shmuel B'Yitzchak's halacha is telling us what would be before the institution of Ezra? Ma'idah Hava, what was, what's the difference? Why is he coming to tell us a history lesson? So the Gemara says, no, Hachikama. What he was saying was, I'ika Batei Dinin, the Kavun He'idya, Koyin Takanis Ezra, if there are courts today that are open every single day, as it was before Ezra's institution, well then Isha Nisan B'chol Yom, then the woman could get married every single day. And that is, as Ezra said, at least Mondays, Thursdays. But if it's open every single day, then he can go to court the next morning so that he could get married, not just on Wednesday. Now that the Gemara asked, but Habi'inon Shaktu, but we need, as we mentioned on the previous daf, that the husband should prepare for the wedding feast at least for 3 days. So how can you get married on a Sunday or a Monday? That's not going to give you the 3 necessary days. We said Wednesday has double reason. One is because of Tainus Besul. So fine, if Bezdin is open every single day, you can marry every single day. But you have to also be able to prepare. And therefore, it has to be on a Wednesday or a Thursday, but it can't be every single day. So the Gemara answers, Ditriachle, what we meant was in a time when he had already prepared before Shabbos and he already has everything, all the necessary components of the meal prepared, then he can marry her on a Sunday or a Monday because he doesn't have to prepare this week because everything's already prepared from the previous week. Now we can tell Beis where the Gemara asks, Mai Shaktu. In other words, where do we find this element, this idea of the necessary Shaktu that the rabbis were diligent to have the feast as the kalo, the bride, would like it to be, which requires at least 3 days of preparation. In other words, as Rashi points out, although we quoted on the previous daf this idea from Shmuel already, but if it was only an Amoraic statement, we wouldn't use Shmuel, who is an Amoraic, to ask on the Amoraic statement that we just said now, who we said, how can you say you get married every single day? You're right, Bezdin's open every single day, but you have to prepare. Where do we find this in Tanoig sources to ask it on an Amoraic that you can't get married every single day because of Shaktu? The Gemara said, the Tanoig learned the Braisa. It's already in Tanoig statements. The Braisa says, Memneima Amr Besula Nisalim Ravi. Why did we say that a Besula gets married on a Wednesday? So as our Mishnah said, Shem Hoyle Tainas Besula, because if the husband gets up the next morning, he claims, I didn't see any virginity that she's not a Besula. So Yamashim the Bezdin would come to Bezdin, and then the word would go out and to say that he's making this claim. And then Edim witnesses would come and say that, yes, we know she was Mizana, and then she'd be forbidden to their husband. But then the question becomes, but v'tinasi b'echad b'shabbos, let them get married on Sunday too. V'm hoyle tainz b'sulim, if he had the claim of har b'sulim, hoy mashkim l'bezin, so then he would get up and go to Bezin, because they're open not just on Thursday, but Monday too. So that the Braisa says, shaktu chachamim al takanis b'nais Yisrael. Now the word shaktu just means that they were diligent. But it's used in shorthand to always convey this concept, that the sages were diligent to rectify what's necessary for the Jewish women, that the man, the chassan, should prepare what's necessary 3 days for the wedding feast, because he's not going to be so into it, but it's necessary for the woman to have it like that. So they wanted that it should be echad b'shabbos, v'sheni b'shabbos, v'shlishi b'shabbos, and on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he'll make preparations for the wedding. And then on Wednesday, he goes and gets married to her. So therefore, yes, although Sunday will also fulfill the idea of tainus besulim, but the reason why specifically it's on Wednesday is so that they should also have shaktu of making the preparations. Now the Braisa continues, that answers the question that we had, where do we find shaktu? But the Braisa continues, U'misakana ve'elech, but from the time of danger onward, which the Gemara Shulah will explain what is that a reference to, nagu ha'am lichnas b'shlishi. Then the people changed their custom. Instead of always getting married on Wednesday, they started getting married on Tuesdays. And the sages did not protest this, that the people were deviating from the halacha of getting married on the Wednesday. However, the Braisa does say, u'b'sheni le'yichnas, but a person should not get married on Monday because of that danger that they changed from Wednesday and they went to Tuesday. And the reason is because, although there's a takan chacham of getting married on Wednesday, and okay, because there was element of danger, they changed it, and that was allowed to change to a day earlier to Tuesday, but don't go back 2 days, because we want to have at least as much as possible the chasen preparing for the wedding. So at least we'll have Sunday, Monday. We won't have what we like, generally 3 days. But at least we'll have 2 days. But if you get married on Monday, we'll only have 1 day preparation. So although the danger lets you change from Wednesday, don't do it earlier than Tuesday. But the Braisa says, v'mach masa'inis, but if it's because what's forcible on the person, where they don't have control otherwise, which the Gemara later will explain what that's a reference to, so then mutter, then you could even get married on a Monday. The Braisa just says, "Umafrishin es hachasin min akala." They would separate the chasin from the kala leili Shabbos tchila, and that is if the first bia that they're having is going to fall out on a Friday night, they would separate the chasin from the kala, and that is they wouldn't allow him to make his first bia on Friday night. Because the first act of cohabitation makes a wound in the woman, and that's because of the malacha of Shabbos of chabura, is that it literally means that it separates blood from the skin, from the body, which it's connected to. Which when you separate that blood from the body, which is what happens when he does the bi rishayna, and that separates the pesulim, that's a problem of shchita, of slaughtering, which is forbidden on Shabbos, because what slaughtering ultimately is that it removes the blood from the animal, which is what happens when he has the first bia by detaching the pesulim. And therefore, he can't go ahead and have the first bia by a besula on the Friday night. That's what the Braisa says. And again, that was the source where we find Shaktu. But once we introduce the Braisa, the Gemara explains the Braisa. My sakana, what is this that we said that although the halacha, as we said in our Mishnah, was to get married on the Wednesday, because of the danger, they changed it to, the people started being noyig, their custom changed to Tuesday. What danger was there? If it's because they said the besula hanisis lemervi taharig, if the non-Jewish government said that if there's a besula that gets married on Wednesday, it's going to get killed, obviously that's a danger, and that's why they changed it from Wednesday to Tuesday. But then, nagu, would that mean that the people start accustoming themselves to Tuesday? That's what's called sakans nefashis. It's danger to life, and you say they only changed it, meaning they only started being noig on Tuesday, but that they didn't uproot the halacha from Wednesday. But legami na'akre, the chacham should have came along and totally uprooted the halacha of Wednesday and changed it to a different day, because sakonis nafashas, if people are getting killed if they get married on Wednesday, of course halacha mandates the change. Why would it say nagu, as if that's what people started doing and that they didn't protest? What do you mean they didn't protest? The sages should get up and say no one's allowed to get married on Wednesday. Should be a different day because of the danger to life. So rather, Amar Rabbi, he says, no, the Amri, that the government said, Besula nisis b'yemerv, if a Besula gets married on a Wednesday, Tiboy lehegman tchila, she's going to have to first submit herself to the governor. Now, that the Gemara asks, Hai sakana, that's a danger? There's no danger to life. Ayinesu, that's what's called a woman being violated. It's something it's going to be forcibly on the people. But that's not a danger to life. Why would that be called a sakana that they change it from Wednesday to Tuesday? So I think Moses says, no, there was an element of danger to life. And the reason is, mishum de'ikad snuis, since there are women that are very modest, and they're very extra careful with halacha, that they'll be the master nafshayu l'ktala, they're going to risk their lives. They're going to say, we're not submitting ourselves, and they're going to end up getting killed. The Asian Lade Sakana, that will bring them to the danger of life. And the reason is because since the governor says, look, this is the law, you have to submit yourself. In other words, if we allow this to be done on Wednesday and not like the people change it to Tuesday, then they're going to have to submit themselves. But the Tznu is going to say, no, I'm not doing it. And then they're going to be killed because of that. So since there's an element of danger to life, people started changing it to Tuesdays. Now the Gemara wonders on that. Validris Lahu, the Ainis, why did we have to change it from Wednesday to Tuesday? We should have just told the women that if a woman gets cohabited by the governor forcibly, that she gets raped, then shari, that she's permitted, that she's not forbidden to her husband, as the Gemara learns later on, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, says in the Pasuk, V'hilo Nitfasa, that if she wasn't forced, then she gets forbidden to her husband. But if she's forced, then she's not forbidden, and then the women, even the tznuas, will not be Maisa Nefesh, and it won't cause an element of Sakana. So why did you say that it was because of the Sakana element that we changed it to Tuesday? Now, what's the Sakana element? Because they're going to be Maisa Nefesh, because they think it's a problem. So just go ahead, make a klop in the Beis HaMedrash, tell everybody, notify everyone that even though that you're going to submit yourself to the non-Jewish covenant, you're not going to be forbidden to your husband, but they won't be Maisa Nefesh. So that the Gemara says no. For two reasons, we couldn't make that announcement. First of all, Ikar Putzes, because there are certain women that are actually very lax in these areas. They're the opposite of the tznuas. Now, if we're going to be lenient and say, it's okay, don't worry, if you submit yourself to the non-Jewish governor, then they'll do it willingly. If they do it willingly, baratzen, then they become forbidden to their husbands. Now, moreover, we couldn't give a public bang on the bima and say it's permitted, because v'ikonamit tekanis. Actually, there are women that are married to a kohen that they become forbidden to their husband, even if it's oynis, even if they become forcibly violated by the non-Jewish governor, and therefore they will be maisa nefesh, because a wife of a kohen that becomes nenas becomes forbidden to her husband, as Gemara later on learns, and because of that, there's still going to be an element of sakanas nefashas. That's why, because of the sakana, it wouldn't help just to make an announcement that they're not forbidden, either because then the prutzes will take advantage of that, or because actually it wouldn't even help for the kahanas, who will still be maisa nefesh, and because of the danger they switched it, people started being noyik to Tuesday. But so the Gemara wonders, now, since you said that sometimes it's going to be a danger to life, so v'la akrei. So then, yes, it wasn't that they always get killed, which therefore we don't have to change it, but you should change it even if they don't automatically get killed. But since there might be some women that might get killed, so you said that, okay, so we allowed them to start being noyig on Tuesday. But not just that, uproot it. Say it's not anymore a halacha of Wednesday because of the danger to life, that even though sometimes that's going to happen, as we find by the kahanas. Now that the Gemara says no. Gezeira avida de patla. A decree from these non-Jewish governments that have the tyranny over the Jewish people ultimately will be nullified as the Jewish people continues to survive and those governments continue to dissipate. But v'takanta d'rabbanim ikmei gezeru le'akrin, and therefore the rabbinic decree, which is halacha is eternal, that we do not nullify that in place of a decree, because the Jewish law is eternal and they're only temporary, and because it's not a full-fledged sakanas nefashas, something that happens sometimes, so it was enough for that, just for the people starting to be noig on Tuesday, but it didn't require from us that, yes, if everyone was getting killed, then of course we would change it. But it's just that some could get killed, and it's just a temporary edict. So therefore, we said that the halacha will stay. It's still on Wednesday, but let the people be noig on Tuesday again because of the danger that could possibly happen, especially by the kahanas, who, even if we made the announcement, wouldn't help. Now the Gemara wonders, Ihachi, if that's the case, that it was the sakana, and what was the sakana because of that they had to submit themselves to the governor, which might happen that women will be meisa nefesh and give up their lives instead of submitting themselves. So that's why people started changing it to Tuesday, not on the designated day of Wednesday, which was always known to be in Jewish practice, that the basulis were always getting married on Wednesday, and therefore the governor is looking out who's getting married on Wednesday that have to submit themselves to him. But what does that help then? Because then Bishlishi Nami Osibol, now that the governor knows, they know what's going on. They see that the wedding halls are not being packed just on Wednesday nights. And they see that everyone's starting to get married on Tuesdays. So then on Tuesdays also the governor's going to come and say, okay, you have to submit yourself. You're a Basula. All new Basulas that are getting married have to submit themselves. What does it help? So that the governor says no. Misveika, that out of doubt, since it's not a halacha, the rabbis didn't come ahead and change the dates from Wednesday to Tuesday, so he's not sure if there's going to be a wedding tonight on Tuesday or not. Meaning Wednesday was always known, Jewish law is Wednesday. They knew the government that it's going to be on Wednesday. Now, although he notices that people are starting to get married on Tuesday, but it's not a clear-cut halacha, so he's not going to bother himself to come out of his royal mansion and come to the Jewish city and say, okay, all besulis come to me because that's the law. because Tuesday is not necessarily the designated day. So although that's what people start accustoming themselves, that won't be enough for him to have to come. And that's why it helped to avoid the being boil leheg mitchila. Now the Gemara continues explaining to the Braisa that the Braisa said, however, so although because of this danger, we allowed switching from Wednesday to Tuesday, but ubisheni lo yichnas, but don't make it even earlier of going to Monday, because we want to have as much preparation time for the wedding as possible. But v'machmas oynis mutter, but if it's because of oynis, which again, there's two connotations generally of oynis, which one is in a general sense, which is something beyond your control. Now, in that, in a specific sense, oynis is also used for the context of a woman being violated, that of when she's raped by another man. So it says that if it's because of oynis, so then it's permitted to make it even earlier than Tuesday to go all the way to Monday. So the Gemara wonders, my oynis. What is this oynis that allows it not only Tuesday, but even to Monday? Ilei mahadamar, and if you're saying that, like in the specific way that we said that oynis means when a woman is violated by another man, meaning this that we just said before of tiboy lehegmon, where you have to submit yourself to the governor. So if it's because of that oynis, where let's say, okay, so the governor got it already. It's not just on Wednesday, I see it's on Tuesday too, and he starts coming, and therefore we allowed it to do even earlier, even to Monday. But another Gemara wonders, but Hasam Karli Sakana, why over there then, in the first part of the Braisa, did we call it a danger to life, as we explained why it's a danger to life, because women will not want to submit themselves and therefore give up their life. But Vahacha Karli Einis, and then why over here would it be called just Einis? That because of a woman being violated and we don't want it to happen, we made it even earlier, call it sakana, because he's saying it's the same idea. Vesu, moreover, hasam nagu. There when we called it sakana, which we allowed to go from Wednesday to Tuesday, we called it that the people are being noig. It says in the plural, which sounds like the majority of the Jewish people, like this was a widespread custom that they had, that they changed it from Wednesday to Tuesday because of having to submit the besula to the governor. But hachamuta, why over here did it say like, it sounds like in the singular, that it's permitted, meaning that if an individual comes to Bezdin and says, look, you know, I know that it was always Wednesday and the governor thought it's Wednesday, but now he sees it's being even Tuesday. And we're going to get married on Tuesday. She's going to have to submit herself. So, okay, so we can go ahead and do it even on Monday. But then why would it say mutter, which sounds like that it wasn't a widespread custom changing it from Tuesday to Monday, but if it's the same concept, that of being boil leheg mitchila, so then it should be a widespread idea, which is just like we said by in the first case of going from Wednesday to Tuesday, if we're saying that you could change it even to Monday because of this element of einus where he's violating all the women, it shouldn't just say mutter in the singular, it should say nagu, which mutter sounds like it's not as stringent, as severe, as we see from the idea of sakana versus einus, same thing of nagu versus mutter. Mutter sounds like, okay, if you want to, we'll make a special dispensation, but not as widespread as nagu. So therefore, it definitely sounds like the einus is not the same as the previous idea of when the hegman is ma'anis all the besulas. So Rava says that what do we mean by einus is the army, because they said that sar tzava bolir, the general of the army is coming to this city. Now, why is that a reason to make the wedding even earlier? Is because he's going to grab all the food, meaning that he hears there's a wedding going on in the hall. They come in and the army says, okay, let's go. Men, we're going to eat up all the food because whatever they're going to find, they're going to take. So because of that we said that you can make the wedding even earlier because if I'm going to make it on Tuesday night and this general is coming, they're going to eat up everything, so you can make it earlier. That's an oynis because it's beyond my control. Now that the Gemara asks, hey chedon, what's the case talking about when the general is coming with his soldiers into town and he's going to come on Tuesday, so although Wednesday we can't do because of boil leheg mitchila, so we do it on Tuesday, but if it's because of einus, which is because beyond my control, because the all the soldiers are going to eat up everything, so we could do it even on Monday, what's the case? Ida asi b'chalaf, if he's coming and then leaving, meaning he's coming now, let's say Tuesday, but he's going to leave after Wednesday, well then li akiv. Then okay, just push off the wedding another week until the coming Wednesday, because the halacha is always to do it on Wednesday. So that the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha. Now it's talking about to Asi Vakava, where he's going to come and he stays long periods in a town, so we don't have to push off the wedding for years. So that's why we could do it even earlier. Now that the Gemara asks, but Begimel Mia Lichnis, but at least get married on Tuesday. In other words, why do we push off the wedding so early that you're going to do it even on Monday, that you're only going to have one day to prepare for the wedding, and you're going to really be uprooting this Takan of Shakta, which we usually require 3 days. Okay, so because of boil leheg mitchila, we said, okay, you only have 2 days. But now, because of the general coming, so fine, so he's coming. But so that he's coming on Wednesday, and that's why he can't do it on Wednesday, because the general is going to come. So do it at least a day earlier on Tuesday. Why push it off all the way till Monday? So I think Mark explains, is Parvati Day, which means say the whole army of his servants that prepare the food for him and his men, there are Begimel Kasu. They're coming on Tuesday. So again, you can't do the wedding on Wednesday because that's when the general is coming. You can't do it on Tuesday because he has his men, his servants come, his waiters and all his cooks come the day before to prepare for him. They're going to come on Tuesday. If they see a wedding's going to come, they're going to clear out the place. So therefore, you have to do it 2 days earlier, and you can do the wedding on Monday because of this oinus of having all the food of the wedding being grabbed away by the general and his men. That's one interpretation of what this oinus is. Vibayisema, or if you want, you could say, my machmas oinus, what does it mean because of the oinus, because of beyond the person's control that he could do the wedding as early as Monday? It's kidetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, which is talking about when the chassan's father, the groom's father, dies on a Monday. And therefore he cannot wait till the following day, till at least Tuesday, because then he would have to hold on from burying the mess, which is his father, until he goes to the chuppah, which is going to be a whole nother day. And because of that, we don't want to disgrace the mess. As it is, it's a special dispensation that we allow them to go ahead with the wedding, as we're going to quote now, and not have the mess buried. So that has to be done right away. So if his father dies on Monday, although they were pushing off till they were waiting for Wednesday, as the Tekan's Chacham is, but if it's an oinus, it's something beyond their control, you could even get married as early as on Monday if that's when the chassan's father dies, as the Gemara brings. The Braisa says, Haresha ha yipita ofri. If there was a wedding prepared, the bread was baked, the tifcha tevuach, the meat was slaughtered, the yenai mazug, and the wine was diluted with water, which in Talmudic times the wine was very strong, and right before they would drink it, they would dilute it, which it's ready to drink, but it won't last that long. I mean, the hard wine can last, but when you dilute it, and when the meat is slaughtered and the bread is baked, it doesn't last that long. So everything's set up for the wedding. Umis avishal chasen, and then the groom's father dies. Or the bride's mother dies. Now, Rashi points out the specificity of this case, which is it's Davka, the father of the chassan, who he's the one that prepares all the food and all the necessary arrangements of the meal of the chasna, and the mother of the bride, who she's the one that prepares all the ornaments and all the makeup and everything that's necessary for the bride. Now, therefore, if they wouldn't be able to go ahead and have the wedding right now, because the close relative died and they have to go ahead with the funeral and the shiva, then there's not going to be anyone that's going to prepare what's necessary for them at a later point in time, because his father's not around, no one's going to be able to set up the meal, her mother's not around, so no one's going to be able to get her makeup and everything done as appropriate. And therefore, it was permitted in a special dispensation of machnisnes ha-meis l'cheder. What they would do is, they would put the one who died, either the chassan's father or the kala's mother, into a side room, not bury them yet. Because if they buried them, then actually from the moment that the last earth is put on top of the coffin, that the body's lowered into the grave, the avelis, the mourning would then be chal, would start, as the Gemara later on explains. And therefore, then the chassan kala would not be able to consummate the relationship until after the avelis. And we want them to be able to consummate the relationship. So what you do is you put the mess into a side room, and right away immediately the chassan kala go to the chuppah, to the wedding canopy, and we continue on top of the almond alf, uboil bilas mitzvah, and then they consummate the relationship by having the bia of mitzvah, which Tosafot points out the reason why the first bia is called a bia of mitzvah is because, like a pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki boy aylech oisayach, that the one who has be with you makes you, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, that a woman only creates a covenant with the man that is the first time that she has bia, and through that creates a bonding between the two of them, which that will bring them to ultimately procreate, and that's why it calls the first bia bias mitzvah, because that's what starts the process, which again, that's the first mitzvah in the Torah, of mitzvah pervirivir. So they quickly go ahead and have the bias mitzvah, and then upayrish. Then they separate from each other. And then they immediately, and so this is as quick as possible, they bury the person that had died. Now, the reason why that helps is because once the chasna already was chal, because they had chuppah and they had the first bia, so they're already considered married, So it already became like a regal, like a yomtiv for the chasn kala, because they have shivasi meha mishta, and that starts from the moment that they had the wedding. So therefore, the avelis cannot come ahead and take effect as it is by any yomtiv. If someone has chas v'shalom a close relative that passed away on the yomtiv, so there's the avelis doesn't start until after the yomtiv. So their yomtiv already started because they went to the chuppah and had the first bi of mitzvah, and only then did the avelis start by burying that the father or the mother. And therefore, v'neig shivasi miha mishta, so they have the 7 days of the Sheva brachas, and v'achkach neig shivasi miha avelis, and then they have the 7 days of mourning of the Sheva. Now, v'chalais na'yamim, all those 14 days, the shivasi miha mishta and the shivasi miha avelis, hu yoshin bein ha'noshim, he sleeps, the man sleeps with the men, v'hi yishein bein ha'noshim, she sleeps with the women, and meaning that to say that they don't have yichud. The husband and wife are not secluded one with the other, because maybe they will have bia, but that's problematic halachically, because an oval is forbidden to engage in tashmish amita, in intimacy, as the Gemara learns in Masechtas Ma'id Katan Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and that's even in his shivasi meha mishta, which the Sheva Brachas is like a yomtiv, because avelis of betzina, which are types of mourning which is in private that no one knows about, which that's a reference to the Isra Tashmish, as the Gemara later on will explain, is actually noig even on the yomtiv. So even on the shivasi meha mishta, which again he can have the sheva brachas, he's not going to have shiva, but he cannot have tashmish amita, and therefore he has to separate from har because we're afraid that they might have bia, so they cannot even seclude themselves with each other. Now, however, the ein moinin, we do not hold back from the kala because of the avelis tachshitim in akala, the different types of ornaments that she should wear or make up, and because we don't want her to be disgraceful and distasteful to her husband who she just got married to, kol shleishim yoyim, all 30 days, meaning although that for regular people there's a big component of avelis for the first 30 days, what's called the shleishim, that does not apply regarding the kala and her jewelry and her ornaments, and obviously most definitely after 30 days. But the Brisa qualifies this halacha that we said, as we mentioned before from Rashi, v'davka av v'shal chas na'ima shal kala. This is necessarily if it's the father of the groom that died or the mother of the bride, d'leka inish d'tarach l'hu, because there's not going to be anyone if they don't go ahead and have their wedding now and instead they go ahead with the lavaya, then no one's going to be able to take their place to prepare, which is the groom's father to make the meal, and the bride's mother to go ahead and make all the cosmetics. So therefore, we made this special dispensation that we don't go ahead and bury the mess right away. Rather, we go ahead and we do what we just said. But if it's the other way around, let's say it's the chassan's mother or it's the kala's father, then we wouldn't go ahead. We would go ahead with the levaya, and the wedding wouldn't happen. And then they would have shiva, and then later on they would get married, because those who are necessary are still around to be able to prepare what's necessary, even though it's going to be a loss of what was prepared for the wedding. And that is what the Gemara and the Ibai Yisem is saying. That's the einus that allowed them to go ahead and make their wedding even on the Monday. Again, because if the chassan's father or the kala's mother dies, even if it's going to be on Monday, and generally the halacha requires on a Wednesday, but again, as we said, that's a special dispensation. That's what's called an einus that allows them to go ahead and have the wedding even on a Monday.